Om Shanti. 25th July 2019, Thursday. Slogan. Instead of looking at others, look at the self. And remember, whatever actions I perform, those who see me will do the same. Instead of looking at others, look at the self and not at the others. And what to remember? Very celebrated saying, whatever action I perform, those who see me will do the same. So whatever I do, others will do the same. Others do the same. Human beings have tendency to copy each other. It's known as mirroring effect. Mirroring. Yeah, very easy path. So humans have tendency to copy. And the greatest example is fashion. Fashion. That's where any company which wants to promote any brand, they use celebrities, film stars. Because if one film actor starts using it, he has millions of fans following him. They all will follow him. If he uses one hair oil brand, all his fans will start following that. So that is why the trick is to catch celebrities. And attach that brand with his name. Because humans have tendency to copy. And they copy the persons whom they like. So whatever he eats, they will start eating. Whatever he wears, they will start wearing. Whatever haircut the hero will have in the film, the same they will have. Whatever dress the heroine will wear, the same dress all the youngsters, school and college girls will love to have. So it's all about copying. So this is a very, this nature of human being, we must understand. This is known as mirroring. So one is copying. Second thing about gadgets like mobile phones. If one has a particular brand, so other person who sees him would like to have the same brand, same company mobile. So these are the two examples which show that humans love to copy, and this is their ingrained habit to do so. Even other behavior are contagious, like yawning. Yawning. If one person yawns, even though they might have just slept and come, still they feel like to yawn. Yes. It's a behavior that is a copying behavior. Because it's not only consciously we copy, our subconsciously also, unconsciously, we have a tendency to copy. Other is laughter. Just one person is laughing without any reason. There is no reason. For example, in bus, there's a video, no? In one bus, one person is laughing. All those who see him, they start laughing one after another. Without asking why he was laughing. Because humans have the tendency to copy. Sadness. One person is sad. Looking at him, others also start feeling sad. They copy his behavior. Disgust or hatred. Disgust. If there is a mob and half of the mob is against one politician, the rest of the mob also becomes against that politician. If half of the people are burning the poster or statue of one person out of hatred, the others would also join. Then the same thing happened in the India-Pakistan partition. They were very innocent people who never would have done anything. But when they saw the whole mob is running and putting houses to fire, they also joined. And they also started torching the houses. So this is known as mob mentality. Mob means crowd. Whatever crowd does, do the same thing. Weird. Mob mentality. So, human beings have the nature to copy, to mimic, to imitate each other. Whatever one person does, other persons start doing that unconsciously. For example, and that too, copying behavior is seen more with those people who are uneducated. Those who have less education, they will do more copying. For example, other example is talking, conversation. Now, a person from the village has come to the city and he sees people talking in party. So he likes to imitate them. The way they speak, the person would try to speak in that similar manner. So the next example is talking or conversation. In the conversation, person likes to imitate. So this is, as I said, more with the educated people. What about educated people? Educated people also love to copy. Those who want to become famous, they love to be extrovert. And by being extrovert, in the conversation, they copy each other. If a particular person has a particular way of speaking, the other person would try to speak in that similar manner. If the celebrity speaks in that manner, he will speak in that manner only. He would try to copy. If suppose there is a dance and these are the steps of the dance, and the youngster who sees the dance, they would try to copy that dance. Because they want to enact that dance in front of a smaller audience. They don't expect bigger audience, but they want small audience. They want to show their performance. So, the essence of all this is to copy each other is the nature of human being. Whether that is a fashion, whether that is any brand of mobile, or small children, they copy their parents. Whatever parents do, they will try to do the same. They love to copy. So copying is the nature of human being. And there is a somewhere mob mentality which is going on. And as I said, this phenomenon is known as mirroring effect. Mirroring. So this mirroring is seen everywhere. For example, in one mosque, masjid. They sit like that in masjid. One after another. People sit like that in rows. So one, a very comic person entered the mosque and he sat at the back and people are sitting facing that side. So he thinks of a prank and he plays the mischief. What he does? He pulls the shirt of the person who is sitting next to him. So this person sees what he did and he feels that this is probably the rule of this mosque. So he pulls the shirt of the next person. So next person pulls the shirt of this person. After some time, everybody is pulling each other's shirt, taking out like that. This is mob mentality. Whatever one does, other tries to mimic and think that this is the rule over here. This is a rule. For example, a new person comes in Brahma Kumaris, in Shantivan for example, and suddenly there is a traffic control. So he doesn't know what is it, but he will do it. Because he feels this is the rule and if I don't obey, probably I will be out of the box. People would feel me, I am a stranger or something, an unfamiliar person. So people try to mimic out of fear also. people try to mimic subconsciously also, and people try to mimic out of love also. If one film star uses one saint, all the fan followings will start using that. If he goes on a particular diet, all the fans will start using. If, like in newspaper you see, if one film star is shown doing jogging or workout in gym, all the fans would start doing that. This is mob mentality. So today's slogan is, instead of looking at others, Baba said, look at the self and remember, whatever actions I perform, those who see me will do the same. Now you have to take it other way, that this is a mob mentality we understood. Now, if we call ourselves intense effort makers, whatever I do, everybody will start doing it. Unconsciously, I make an impact on the world without telling them. I don't tell them that you do this. I don't tell them that you speak in this manner, but they will copy. I do not tell them that I do particular thing in that manner, whether it is speaking, whether it is doing something, whether it is preparing something, whether it is eating, wearing. If one person starts wearing, there's one person and many people love him. If he starts wearing one particular thing, the whole fans following would start doing that. Thinking that probably when he is doing, there must be something, some truth. He is so intelligent. If he is doing, he is not a fool. He is a role model. So if he is doing, definitely something must be there. And they are not interested in knowing that what is the reason. Just that he is doing is enough. We are not talking of the world, smoking or drinking, but in this Brahmin family, if one particular person does something, probably there is something to that. One must follow it. If suppose they give, vibrations to the glass of water and drink, no? If suppose a new person comes who has no knowledge about it, and if he sees everybody before drinking does something like that, he will also do it. He will give vibration. He doesn't know what he is doing, but he will do it. They will follow it. It's a hot summer. But anybody enters Brahma Kumari's headquarters and he sees everybody's calling, carrying shawl on the shoulder. So he will also carry. Though he doesn't know why to carry. And he doesn't want to use it because he has never used that. But he sees everybody, they carry shawl here. Or they may move, keep it around the shoulders. So he will also use it. Though he has no knowledge of it. Because they have a tendency to copy. So now, when such thing is there in the world, when this copying or mirroring effect is so ingrained in our psychology, we have to be so much careful with ourselves, with our thoughts, with our words, with our actions, with our behavior, with our relationships. And they will observe everything. How is my relationships? People observe. There is a Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, and who talks about Vairag, and who talks about detachment, and you see him or her so much attached to the Laukiks. Though he or she has not said anything to anyone, but very much attached to the Laukik family. People see that also. They see relationships, they see behavior. They see your actions, they see your words, and they see your thoughts. Thoughts are also visible. What thoughts we are having, people can see. Because thoughts have vibrations. Thoughts of anger. In today's Murli Baba said, this garbage or dirt of five vices is in every soul. Every body part is criminal. Everyone is criminal and every sense is criminal. That is today's Murli. So whatever there is within is seen from without. So within and without, inside and outside, nothing remains hidden. So things are seen, visible, and children are the great observer. Like a mother enters the house and she sees her 5-year daughter and 8-year son are fighting, and she asks, why are you fighting? And they say, we are not fighting, we are playing mommy daddy game. We are playing mommy daddy game because they have seen them fighting multiple times. So they are just mimicking their parents. So children observe us. Brahmin family observe. Who is observing us? If we are on the stage, Baba says you are on the stage. This is the stage where we are playing our part. And who are the audience? World, the Brahmin family is the audience. The whole Brahmin family is watching us. Second, the whole world, non-Brahmin, they are watching us. Third, Baba is watching us. Fourth, Maya is watching us. Maya is watching. And fifth, you, yourself. We ourselves are watching us. For example, a guru, a Zen master, gives a pigeon to four of his disciples and tells them, go and kill this pigeon in a place nobody is observing. The first student, disciple, goes behind the monastery and sees that nobody is observing. And he kills that pigeon and comes back. The second says, this monastery is not a safe place. Anybody can watch me from the ramparts or from some window. So he decides to go in the forest. He goes in the forest and butchers the pigeon. The third person, he feels that I should go to the new place, another country. There I will kill the pigeon, and he does it. The fourth person never returns for 1 year. The three have returned and narrated that we have done what you did. So the fourth person doesn't do his homework. So he comes after 1 year, and the master asks, what happened? Why you did not kill? You are coming with the live pigeon. He said, I went to many places and tried to. You said that nobody should see. So I tried many places, but I saw that somebody else, some or other person is seeing me. So ultimately I decided to go in a cave, in a very dark cave. So there I went. And when I went there, I saw that nobody is watching now. So I decided to kill. But then I realized I myself am watching. And then I blindfolded my eyes. And I decided to kill. And then I came to understand that God is watching. So how can I kill? Because the criteria was nobody should see. But then I explained myself, okay, I am not watching. And even God is not watching. Now let me kill. But that bird itself is watching. So how can I kill? So it is impossible that nobody is watching us. We are being watched. We are continuously under the CCTV scanner. This divine or godly CCTV. We are under the surveillance of CCTV. Somebody is always watching me. And also, if I say something about somebody, some wrong thing, that thing will reach that person one day or other. Surely. If I said something about him and he is not here, but that said thing would reach him one day by one or other means. For example, in one office, there were two persons working, and they had a boss. So this one person would always talk about the boss, that this boss, he doesn't speak good English. While speaking, he makes a lot of grammatical mistakes. His English is worst. He doesn't know correct pronunciations. He doesn't know grammar. He doesn't know, his accent is not good. He does a lot of mistakes and his writing is worst. So he always keeps on telling this friend, never in front of the boss. Never in front of the boss. But one day, after 6 months, the boss issues promotion orders only to this employee, not to him. So he is very angry. And he goes to the boss and he says, why is it that we joined together? 6 months we are into the office and you gave promotion to my friend and not to me. Why? The boss says, what should I do? Messi, so many mistakes are there in my writing. How can I give you good letter, right letter, correct letter? That's why I couldn't give you. So whatever he was speaking against him, about his boss, that reached the boss. These walls have ears. They convey. Whatever you say, that reaches that person. So, extreme attention should be paid to thoughts, to our words, to our actions, to our behavior, to our relationships. Because everybody is watching and all these things make an impact. Extreme attention should be paid to our habits, to our writings, what we write, to our seeing, what we see. In today's Murli Baba said, which is the number one criminal organ? And Baba himself answered after the question mark, eyes. So what we see, others see. What we see, others see. So seeing, writing, listening. What we listen, others listen. Listening. So all these things are very important. And extreme attention should be paid to one's own self. Because people are sitting to copy me. And just as they copy these things, they also copy the things which we use. If I use particular brand of footwear, other people see and they will also start using. If I use a very costly this shawl, they see and they also want to see. As I said, those who are less educated and they come to Madhuban and they would like to copy every senior. Because they feel that is the custom here. That's the rule. For example, a new kanya, a kumari comes to center. And the senior sisters are doing this. So she feels this is the rule over here. Because she is new. And so she indirectly, unconsciously starts following that system. That's why if you see in every Brahma Kumari center, there's a particular trend. In this center has a particular trend. And how that trend has emerged? Because the newer people have copied the seniors. And from where the seniors have that trend, as the seniors had copied their seniors. These have copied their seniors. So on the positive ground, if you see, here there are, he is a Brahma, Dadis copied Brahma, senior sisters copied Dadis, their juniors copied them. So there is some amount of uniformity in all the centers, because everybody has copied in one way or other Brahma. In today's blessing, Baba said, people should not say that there is a lot of pomp, third part over here. It should be balance. Not too costly and not too cheap. There should be balance in everything. So balance is needed. So if you see that on the positive note, such a thing is seen. But then there is some manmath at a particular step in between. And that manmath is also followed. If the dictates of their own mind, not the dictates of Brahma or Srimad, but if suppose some particular person in between has particular habit, even that habit has percolated down and that has been taken up by the juniors. So this is how the system runs. So what is the essence, the hard, the long and short of it is, remember the self, and whatever actions I perform, the same actions others will perform. So I should be looking at myself and not looking at others. Om Shanti.